Hello.
Hi, what's going on? Hello? Is anyone there?
Yeah.
What's going on? Bond's world?
What's going on? How you been?
I've been all right. Where have you been?
Man, I've been... it's been a lot. I promise you, it's been a lot.
Good stuff, I hope.
Good and bad, you know?
Yeah.
Well, I wanted to, you know, talk about that. I want to have you on this episode about relationships, the good and the bad.
All right, let's do it.
You know, so, you know, a lot of people get into relationships thinking that, you know, they found that Prince Charming, you know, he found his queen, but they're not prepared for the bad and the ugly, like, you know. Have you ever had like experience or somebody ever experienced, you know, something like that and they wasn't ready for it?
I think that there's like no way we can completely prepare ourselves for the things that happen in relationships. Right. We just have to get with somebody who's willing to ride whatever it is out, you know, the good, the bad, the ugly, until, you know, we get to a place where we are on, you know, things are good. A lot of people give up too soon, and you know, relationships are work. You just gotta find that person that's willing to do just as much as you do, and that's part of the process of dating and getting to know people. You know, sometimes people just are put into our lives for as lessons and stuff we need to check with ourselves. So, I mean, you can never really know what the course of a relationship is gonna take. You just got to know, be more conscious about who you're choosing to take that ride with you. That way, right. Stuff like that wouldn't be in question. You know that this dude or this chick is on my side 100%. So whatever we got to face together, it's good. But, you know, some people are not rooted to, you know, be in relationships to that extent. You know, they have, I guess, you know, what do you call it? When they have, like, situational love, you know. You know, if you do this, then I don't love you no more, I'm gonna break up with you, you know, that type of stuff. Or if this is violated, and of course we all should have boundaries, this is not to say, but you know, little things shouldn't break up relationships. But yeah, that was a long ass answer, huh?
No, it's been a minute since we talked. Like,
I know it's really been a long time. But anyway, let's go. Let's do it.
You know, so you know, like, I know a lot of people that talk to me about their relationships. You know, of course, I'm not gonna say any names, but
yeah,
it's that at times they might can't find anyone that's worth it because they're scared to make that leap of faith into getting into something, or they've been through so many past relationships where it's just, I don't expect nothing less than what I had before. So,
right.
You know, I tend to give them the best advice that I can when it comes to that, because mm-hmm. I'm still learning myself. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I can only say pray about it, because when I'm thinking about something, or when I face a hardship, I pray about it, and it usually works in my favor. But I would say, just go with your gut.
Yep.
You know, because your heart can tell you one thing, but that gut feeling is the first thing that, you know, that you feel.
It's undeniable. It's the strongest feeling that we can ever have, you know. That's the truth. The gut feeling is the truth. And a lot of people ignore it. And all shit breaks loose. You know, but yeah, that I would highly recommend people to follow that first instinct. But sometimes we want to be in relationships and we want to be in love, and so we ignore things in the beginning. So good. But you know, the reality of relationships is that sometimes you're going to run into things that are difficult, and that's just what it is.
True, but you gotta also think about, you know, when it's good. You know, when it's good, like you said, it feels great, and you tend to focus on that person a lot, but also you forget about, sometimes you forget about yourself.
Right.
And the things that matters most to you, the things that you need in your life. And you have to remind yourself that you matter too. You know, it's 50-50. It's not, you know, more than enough to this person. We're not really, you know, worrying about yourself. A lot of people forget that, and you know, it just sucks.
Exactly. And it's nothing wrong with thinking of somebody that you care about, you know, before you every now and again. But if it gets to the point where it's actually hurting you to do that, or it's not cool anymore, it doesn't feel right, then you have to reevaluate the relationship. Like, what am I really sacrificing in order for to have this love or whatever? And then it's, you know, it starts to not feel like love. It becomes resentful because you might be doing all these things for this person and they don't appreciate it. You know, they don't see what you're doing. And that's even worse because it's just being on the same page with somebody that you're with is essential and very necessary. And the only way to really know that if you're on the same page is that you're talking, you're communicating, you're getting it all out. You're saying what's real. A lot of people don't want real. They want, you know, that moment of whatever it is they're looking for. But yeah, I mean, I get it.
Yeah. So, you know, I remember the last time we talked, you know, I know you're an author, you know, Miss Bestseller.
Yeah. I'm working on it.
You know, so is there anything in the works right now when it comes to relationships or, you know, self-help books? Like, what are you working on anything?
I'm just working on the continuation of Please Don't Date Me. Volume 3 is coming up, and a continuation onto Shame, Love, Lies, and Lust. Those are two of my main projects, and just some voiceover work that's coming up. But other than that, it's going to be a chill year for me. I have a lot of other things that I really can't talk about that's under wraps, but it's going to be a great year. 2019 is all about expansion, so I'm looking forward to that.
Okay. That's great to hear. You know, the same, I feel like with me, I've been missing for a long time. Like, I see your episodes, I see everybody's episodes. My notification, I'm like, man, where have I been? It's like, I've just been in like a mental block, right?
And that's okay. We have those moments. I mean, most of November, I was not even on here because I needed to take a break. And I needed to really, truly, you know, do I really want to do this? Is this which way I wanted to go? I do know that it's a medium that helped. But, you know, sometimes you have to pull back and reevaluate to make sure you're on the same, you know, you're on the right path. And that's okay. But I'm glad you're back, though. I was happy to see. I was like, hey, he's coming. What's going on? Where he been?
Right. I'm definitely back. You know, I feel like I'm going to start getting back into my content, get back to the motivation. And also, you know, broadening with different segments like this, you know, relationships, the good and bad and the ugly.
Right.
You know, I would hope that we can do this more regularly, you know, and, you know, work something out with that. And people, you know, talking about, you know, the real and, you know, stay away from the fake. You know?
Exactly. I look forward to it. I would love to collab on some future shows. I would love to. Just let me know when.
I got you. As always, thank you for joining me, LL.
You're welcome.
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome. You too. Bye.